Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Happy Friday. It's Michelangelo, and court is in session. It's time for One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One More Thing.
All right. Longtime listeners of the Armstrong Getty Show know that both Joe Getty and Jack Armstrong are big proponents of going to jury duty, especially Joe. Joe has been on jury trials several times, but I don't know if Jack's made it to a jury trial yet. This clip that I'm about to play is from 2010. It's a very, very interesting clip, especially in relation to where we are today in 2021. So this is about 11 years ago, and it really gives you some insight into the thinking of Jack Armstrong. And I think Joe Getty thinks along similar lines. The topic basically turns out to be choices or circumstances. Which defines your life? Choices or circumstances? In this segment, you'll hear that Jack got kicked off as a potential juror because he believes that he answered this question the wrong way. He gave him the answer that they didn't want to hear. So let's go back to 2010. Where is she? Gladys. And go through this every Friday. Anyway, so let's go back to 2010 when Jack pondered choices or circumstances.
I was not here yesterday as I had to run off to jury duty. I have been, I've always been given the your group is not needed. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever even made it to the courthouse before. And then so yesterday I made it, actually I had to go to the courthouse. And then I hit the jackpot yesterday. So I go in and you do the whole thing and you know you're there for hours and hours and hours and nothing happens and they give... I've hated this since I was a little kid. This has bothered me since I was a little kid. I'm going to have to teach Sam to deal with it because it's just the way life works. They make rules, and some of us follow the rules.
Mm-hmm.
But then those that don't follow the rules, they give a chance to make up for the fact that they didn't follow the rules, thereby punishing those who did follow. It's like meetings that don't start on time.
Yes.
You show up to a meeting on time, meeting's at 5 o'clock, you're there at 5 o'clock, and they decide to wait until everybody gets there. So the people that were on time are punished.
Right.
The people that are late are rewarded. And it was that way with everything there. Did you fill out the paperwork you're supposed to do? You highlight your name on the list. No, I didn't know I was supposed to. There's a sign, right? The freaking door. So you're supposed to. So they pass it around and everybody do it. I did it. But now my time's being wasted by those people who didn't follow the instructions.
Right.
Then they did this long thing about where you're supposed to park. It says on the little thing they mail you, they send you in the mail where you're supposed to park. I parked in the right lot. If you didn't park in the right lot, how many people didn't park in the right lot? Bunch of hands go up. We'll give you a half hour to go park your car. So now I did the right thing, but now I'm sitting there waiting for the idiots who didn't do the right thing. So now I've spent 45 minutes because I did what you're supposed to do, waiting for people who didn't do it. Lots of that going on. But anyway, that's just the way life works.
I sometimes wonder if people act that dumb at the courtroom because they want to get kicked off the jury duty. They want people to think they're stupid. And so, see, I'm too stupid to be a juror. Judge, you need to get rid of me.
Welcome to dealing with the general public.
Yeah, no kidding. That's just the way life works. But we get called in there for the trial, and they explain to us what the case is. Now, I don't know if I didn't quite understand or if I wasn't paying very good attention, which would make you wonder what kind of a juror I would be. But
well, you licked the whole highlight your name and park in the right lot thing, so you couldn't have been that, you know.
You know, it is scary sometimes when you see the people that get picked for jury duty. So I keep myself on the right side of the law.
Well, I'll go with this first. I do get called up there. I was really hoping I want to be on a jury.
Yeah.
Not like a lot of you who are coming up with excuses to try to get out of jury. I want to be on a jury. I think it'd be a great experience for my job, and I think it'd be really interesting.
And it's your civic duty.
I wasn't particularly interested in being, I mean, if I could choose, I wasn't that interested in being on a 2-week trial, which is what this was going to be.
Yeah.
Estimated to be 2 weeks long. It'd be pretty rough on my job and my family. Mm-hmm. My wife was really hoping I wasn't going to make it. So they're calling up the people to the jury box. There's this big crowd of people. They're calling people up the jury box. Go through all the people. They got one slot left. They call my name. Okay, I've made it to the next round. I'm up there. I'm juror number 12. And so they go through a bunch of questions and that sort of thing. And they're weeding people out throughout the day. And they've weeded out many, many, many people. I don't know of the original 12. Maybe me and one other person were left at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow.
I mean, I thought I was on. I mean, I thought it was clear I'm going to make it onto this.
You're ready for the big leagues.
We had set up a conference call on how to handle our stuff here at work. I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks. I'd already been talking with my wife about how we're going to handle with the baby and sleeping and that sort of thing. Gonna be 2 weeks. And then right at the very end of the day, the defense lawyer says, we'd like to thank and eliminate juror number 12.
Oh.
I was so disappointed. When I got up and I felt so rejected.
You know, I wouldn't be hurt. Darn it. I'm not going to be able to sit in a courtroom for 2 weeks. What a pity.
And hurt. And still do. And I'm not exactly sure why.
Wow.
Like I did something wrong.
Are you sure? I would have been a good juror.
But here's the question that I think is why I got booted off by the defense attorney. The trial was a domestic violence trial.
Mm.
And the way I understand it, and I don't understand it very well. Yeah, very troubling. The guy had been beating on his wife and kids for years and years and years. She didn't want to come forward. Somehow the people, we the people, found out about this,
right.
And the DA has the right to go in and prosecute against her will.
Sure.
And also an angle of it was going to be, he grew up being abused his entire life, so he doesn't know any different, it's not his fault. That factors into it somehow, too.
Mm.
And I don't know the law on any of this stuff, you know, I didn't make it that far.
Fascinating question.
Oh, though. It was going to be absolutely amazing. And so it was going to be a complete he said, he said, she said, he said thing. Mm-hmm. There's not very much evidence. It was going to be family members and him up there telling their side of the story. Him saying, I never hit nobody. And her saying, he beat me all the time. And I got to look him in the eyes and figure out who's telling the truth.
Oh,
and a lot of questions were, you know, are you comfortable with a case where it's going to be a judgment call? You're going to have to determine whether or not you think people are lying or not.
Right.
It's not going to be, aha, we've got the gun with the fingerprints. It's not going to be that kind of a case.
I'll bet there would be hired expert witnesses on both sides,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. I
paid,
I
thought, intellectual goons.
Really looking forward to it. And talk about issues that we talk about all the time. I mean, just all kinds of stuff. Why do you stay in a relationship like that? And I mean, just all kinds of different interesting
nature,
things.
Nurture, love, violence.
Here's the question I think that got me booted off, though. And this question,
are you wearing pants?
The question came from the DA, because he's wanting a certain sort of person also.
Yeah.
The question is, why do you lie? Is it your greed? Some of you will get that and you'll think it's very funny, but most of you will just shake your head and go, I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Taking a look at where you are in your life, where you stand right now in your life, and looking backward over your entire life, what played a greater role in getting you where you are right now, standing right where you are?
Wow.
Your choices or the circumstances of your life? And some of these morons said circumstances. I mean, to me, I wanted to stand up and argue with them. We've got a new trial. We've got a new trial. Here's the trial I want to have. How can you possibly think the most important thing that's happened in your life is the circumstances and not your choices. How can you possibly believe that, you moron? That's right. What I wanted to say to the other jurors.
Right. You're on trial.
Are you crazy? You really think where you are today, the biggest role was circumstances and not your choices? You really think that?
That's how people who make bad choices their whole life sleep at night.
I guess.
That may be humanity's number one rationalization.
But I
wasn't. In fact, I think it is.
I wasn't keeping track, but I think all of us that were clear-cut, it's your choices, I think got booted off by the defense attorney.
Yes.
Because the whole point of the trial was this guy has been, you know, dealt a bad hand and it's not his fault.
He was fated to be here today, poor son of a gun.
And I knew that answering the question that way was going to put me in a, you know, really on one side of it or the other. And I thought about hedging a little bit, but I just can't on that question. Right. I can't hedge on that question at all.
That's at the very heart of your life's philosophy.
I was horrified that they found, you know, 8-10 other jurors who said that the most important thing in their life was the circumstances.
Wow. Humanity's number two rationalization, of course, is she won't go out with me because she's probably a lesbian.
Yeah, I may have told myself that excuse in college while I was trying to date, but the reality was I just was not a good catch at that time. I've seen the photos of me when I was younger, and it was pretty embarrassing. Don't ever let your friends talk you into getting a perm. They're not cool. Plus, I wore loafers to run track, which probably didn't help either. Now, getting back to Joe and Jack, circumstances versus choices. They definitely fall on the choices side. Joe and Jack are very big on saving your money, and I know are teaching their kids to save money and to put money away for a rainy day. I know Jack always talks about the first thing he wants to tell his kids is put money aside in your 401k and do it while you're young. Plus, they talk about, you know, staying off drugs, not getting yourself pregnant, getting good job skills. These are all choices you make that no matter what your circumstances were in the past, if you make these choices, you're probably going to better yourself. So I just thought that circumstances versus choices was a critical part of the Armstrong Getty Show, and it's one of the reasons I chose this segment. Plus, I was a little short on time this week, I gotta admit, so I couldn't find the funniest thing that I wanted. Anyhow, I thought this was a good segment from 2010. It kind of shows you what Jack Armstrong thinks about, you know, being on a jury, and also it shows you that he really cares about choices versus circumstances. So anyway, join us next time. I will have a funnier clip, I promise you. I'm going to find some good stuff next week. But sometimes, you know, you got to be serious. And this week we were serious. But join me next week. We'll get back to being funny. And thanks for joining me for one more thing. Well, I guess that's it.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.